If you will stay standing, take your Bibles, James chapter number 3. James chapter number 3, we'll read verses 13 through verse number 18 this evening. Go to the book of Hebrews. Right after the book of Hebrews, you'll find the book of James. James chapter number 3, we'll read verses 13 through verse 18 responsively. I'll begin on verse 13, you'll join me on verse number 14 all the way through the end of the chapter. James chapter 3, the Bible says, beginning in verse number 13, "Who is a wise man and endued with knowledge among you? Let him show out of a good conversation his works with meekness of wisdom. But if ye have bitter envying and strife in your hearts, glory not and lie not against the truth. This wisdom descendeth not from above, but is earthly, sensual, devilish. For where envying and strife is, there is confusion and every evil work. But the wisdom that is from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, and easy to be entreated, full of mercy and good fruits, without partiality and without hypocrisy. And the fruit of the righteousness is sown in peace of them that make peace." Let's pray. Heavenly Father, Lord, we've enjoyed church tonight. Lord, your presence has already been here through the fellowship. Lord, through the singing. Lord, what a wonderful truth it is, Lord, that we are saved by grace. Each and every one of us, our hearts should be overflowing from the blessings of today already. Lord, seeing you work in our lives, Lord, being able to spend time in your word personally today, Lord, both reading it and hearing it taught and preached in our lives, Lord, it's just been exciting to be in the house of God. Lord, thank you for a place that's not dead. Thank you for a place in which your presence is. But Lord, also thank you for a place in which a man of God stands and unashamedly preaches the word of God. We ask that you'd fill him with your power this evening as he yields to you and preaches your word. May we also yield to that same Holy Spirit, submitting ourselves, Lord, and Lord, our minds focused on the truth that have been prepared for us. We'll ask all these things in your name. Amen.
Amen. You may be seated. Y'all are singing good tonight. Amen. Y'all sound like you're saved. We humans think that we're pretty smart. We've developed machines and cars and medication and technology and phones and computers and the like to make life easier for ourselves. Matter of fact, we've become so smart that man doesn't even believe in God anymore. Man believes that we came about through a process of millions of years to give us what we have today. And they don't even know which bathroom to use. We're pretty smart, aren't we? Some deep people develop a mental acumen more easily than others. You say, what does that mean, preacher? Don't worry about it, you don't have it. Some are good with words and books, while others are good with numbers. Some are good with technology, not me. While others are mechanically minded, not me. Some are good with music and the arts and crafts, and others are good with people. We have a lot of intelligent specialists in our world today. But what happened to the old country doctor who worked on the cow and the horse and then came into the house and fixed the kids and you up? It was a day when the old country doctor worked on the animals as well as the people. Knowledge based on truth is not a bad thing. Let me say that again. Knowledge based on truth is not a bad thing. Wisdom comes when someone knows when, where, why, and with whom to use the knowledge they have. Intelligence, by the way, you can know more facts than a computer, but if you don't know how to use those facts, where to use those facts, with whom to use those facts, and why are you using those facts, what good are those facts? Intelligence and wisdom are not the same thing. Albert Einstein may have had a very high IQ, but he didn't know what a comb was and had to have someone walk him to and from work every day because he couldn't find his way to or from work. You say, was he smart? He may have been intelligent in certain areas, but I wouldn't call him wise. Listen to this statement. God never commands any human being to become intelligent. He does tell us to seek wisdom. God never commands you to be smart. He does say, seek wisdom. God is more interested in us being able to use what we know than us humans being able to just gather facts. God wants us to have wisdom and makes it readily available. Anyone can get intelligence and information. Not everyone will pay the price to get wisdom. We call ourselves the information age. I call it the lazy age. And if you're 40, 45 years old or older, there was a day when you had scores, if not hundreds, of phone numbers memorized. How many of you remember what I'm talking about? I wonder if you could remember any of those numbers now. The only one you know is your own. Everything else is speed dial. I remember when we got our first phone that didn't have one of those little curlicue ropes on it, and we had a receiver that you pulled the antenna out on. We thought that was the coolest thing in the world. Good night. We thought we were hot snot on a silver platter. That's not even a cold booger on a paper plate anymore. That's in the Museum of Archives, you know. Anybody can get information. By the way, I didn't say all the information was true. Just because you Googled it doesn't mean it's true. How do we know the difference between man's wisdom and God's? Well, God gives us a very clear plan and shows us how we can know that. We read here in James chapter 3 what God says the difference is, and we're going to talk about that tonight. Now, if you'll listen to me, let me give you a simple definition of wisdom. Wisdom is being able to see life through God's eyes. Seeing it from his perspective, not man's perspective. There are times people will come and they'll ask my advice. Why? They need somebody's perspective who isn't directly related and in the middle of that problem and who has helped other people through this thing to give them an idea what they ought to do next. I tell teenagers this all the time. You're not real smart if you're getting your life's advice from somebody the same age as you or just a couple of years older. Well, I know somebody that just graduated from college and I'm going to get my advice from them. Right. They haven't made the mistakes somebody my age has made. They haven't seen where the end of those decisions go. I've seen where the end of decisions lead to, and if you're not careful, it looks good. That's why so many people do it. But what's the end of that decision? So let's look at the difference between man's wisdom, that's seeing life through man's eyes, or God's wisdom, seeing it through his eyes. Amen. Now, number one, traits of man's wisdom. Look at verse number 14. But if you have bitter envying and strife in your hearts, glory not. Lie not against the truth. This wisdom descendeth not from above, but is earthly, sensual, and devilish. For where envying and strife is, there is confusion and every evil work. God says that man's wisdom comes from the devil, not God. I didn't say it. This means that lost man's mind is influenced by sin and Satan. Look how our world's being led today. Wrong is right and right is wrong. Why is it that, and I'm not afraid to say some of these things, you all know me well enough to know I don't give a flip what color skin somebody has. I can't tell anyway half the time because I'm colorblind. I really don't care. But why is it it's okay if somebody was born white that they're automatically a racist, but the black mayor of Chicago can get up and say, I'm not going to give any political interviews. I'm not going to interview with any white reporter because they're a racist. Who's the racist? It's wrong. It's about time somebody starts calling them out and calling them what they are. Now, hang on. That means this. Man's wisdom is not controlled by God. It's controlled by man and Satan. Look at verse 15. This wisdom descendeth not from above, but is earthly, sensual. What's the next word? Devilish. That means like or full of the devil. Satan is the father of sin, he is the father of evil, and he is the father of all lies. I hate to tell you something, but most of the information that people get today is lies. Look at the news media. Look at what's being taught in our school systems. Lord have mercy. Lost man, or the natural man's mind, is sinful. Did you know you don't have to teach children to sin? My wife and I were talking about this today. She started giggling. I said, okay, now what? She said, well, you were hitting things pretty hard this morning in church. I said, well, yeah, I stomped pretty real hard. She said, wouldn't it be funny? You talk about these people that don't know what they are, you know, to be determined. Wouldn't it be funny if God would have made everybody gender neutral and you didn't have anything until you decided what you're going to be? She said, isn't that the way God would make it if that were true? I said, boy, you nailed that one. I should have had that in my sermon earlier today. I could have preached that one. Man's wisdom only sees life here and how we can live however we want. Man's wisdom is all about what's here on earth. But may I say something? There is more to life than just what's here on earth. And we ought to be thankful for that. But I can understand why man only sees this life because he has a dead spirit. He's going to die and go to hell without the gospel and without Jesus Christ and accepting the gospel. Hello. Now, man's wisdom only sees what's here. Can I tell you something? Be careful that you don't make decisions based on just right now. That's the credit card mentality. Have now, pay later. Some things are worth waiting for. Everybody doing okay? Instead of paying 15, 18, 20, 25% interest, maybe you ought to wait a little while. Man's wisdom, according to the Bible, has bitter envying. Is that not what God said in verse 14? But if you have bitter envying, say, what's that mean? Does this sound familiar in the news today? Class warfare. Financial class warfare. Let's take from the extremely rich and give to the extreme poor. Isn't it amazing the people making those statements are millionaires? How about we collect all the back taxes on all of our politicians?
Amen.
Nancy Pelosi's against a wall at our border, but she's got one up in all four of her properties. She'll put a map out in San Francisco where the street people use the sidewalks for a bathroom to warn where not to step. I think they ought to let all the street people on her property and just let them use her property for their bathroom.
Amen. Amen.
Don't ask me to go any further with that because I have more thoughts. Man's wisdom has bitter envying. Well, you're just a male chauvinist preacher. No. If you heard what I preached this morning, you found something far different than that. Now, I preached real hard. I preached a tough truth, but one America needs to hear. Well, Just because you're a man doesn't mean, and I'm a woman doesn't mean I can't do that. Well, I don't want to have a baby. No desire. Two reasons. I'm old, number two. Actually, number one, I'm a man. I am not having one of them puppies. Racial issues. That's man's wisdom. Folks, we don't make decisions based on the color of somebody's skin. That's the stupidest thing I ever heard. Okay, socialism, communism promises everyone will be the same. Yes, you'll be all dirt poor. Mind-numb sheep doing whatever the government tells you to do. When these socialists tell you, well, we need to take from the super wealthy and give to everybody else. We've got to share the wealth. That means they want more control of all the money.
That's right.
Everybody doing okay? I've never seen a street person hire somebody.
Nope.
Have you ever had somebody that's poor, and I mean living in out of a cardboard box, give you your paycheck? It takes people that have motivation and wealth to hire people. And by the way, it's not wrong for them to make money.
Amen.
Just because somebody has money doesn't mean they're evil.
Amen. Yes, sir.
I know poor people that are evil. I know wealthy people that are evil. I know middle class people that are evil. So it's not the money that makes them evil. I know people who are so evil that they want everybody else's money and they'll take it from you to give it to everybody else. I think capital gains is anti-God.
Amen.
Everybody doing okay? Isn't it amazing that in a socialist country, everybody in the country's poor except the government? So God says, man's wisdom, first of all, creates bitter envying. Well, the upper 2%. Boy, have we not heard that in the last 10, 15 years. That filthy 2%. How would you like them to tax you 50, 60, 70%? Did you know that during World War II, during the Depression, the FDR put a 90% tax on anybody that made over $1 million? That means if you made $1 million, 90% of that went to the government, and you lived on $100,000 even though you made $1 million. Where's the fairness in that? By the way, old Sleepy Joe is trying to do the same thing. So God says, first of all, man's wisdom is bitter envying. Next, he says, it creates strife in your heart. The word strife means fighting, anger, bitter disagreement over fundamental issues. That is the definition of strife. Man's wisdom creates riots in the streets. Isn't it amazing how many people rioted before there ever was a trial? Everybody doing okay? Protesters. Let's hang our former president over a protest in D.C. that was bought and paid for by BLM. And the protesters that created anger and destroyed things were not those that were protesting the false narrative of the election. Proven fact. Everybody doing okay? How about this white supremacy garbage? I've got no use for that any more than I've got for BLM. None. If you're going to have a political view based on your skin color, you're not real intelligent. Matter of fact, you're not real smart. How about our news media? Boy, you talk about somebody that creates strife. Public education as a whole today is creating nothing but strife. Did you know that some of the mainline colleges in America are getting rid of the term freshman because it's a gender term? Yeah, that's a gender term because it says fresh man. Okay. So they're going to say it's going to be first year college. By the way, you think I'm kidding? Hang on. Political correctness, evolution. Well, we're just all animals anyway. By the way, that's what they want you to believe so that they can treat you like an animal. So man's wisdom creates strife in the heart, bitter envying. It says it lies against the truth. You don't have to go very far to see that. Follow the science, Mr. Fauci. We did, and you're a liar.
Yep.
Mr. Fauci is the biggest proponent of lying of any human being I've seen in my lifetime. He is the highest paid government employee.
Yep.
We paid his salary to lie to us. They just exposed hundreds of emails. Have you read what he actually said? Oh, he knew what was going on. Got up in front of everybody, lied to the president, and lied to the American people. And our news media is covering it up. Say why? Because they wanted the lies. They're the ones that helped him lie. Religion based on lies. You don't get saved by being baptized. You don't get saved by going to church. You don't get saved by your good works. That's religion that lies to you. And I'm not afraid to get up. These healers, feelers, and squealers that say, well, put your hands on the back of the television and feel the power and send me your seed money. Yeah, you're going to feel some power, all right. Bzz, oh, I felt it. Yeah, I bet you did. Mm-hmm. Bunch of crazy idiots. Yeah. Slap you in the forehead. Be healed in the name of Jesus. Whack. Yeah, you healed your gizzard, but now you got a headache and a concussion. Lying against the truth. Folks, it's not time for a new flag. It's time for us to raise the old one and march underneath it.
Amen.
It's not time for us to apologize for being an American. It's time to hold our chin up and say, I'm proud to be an American.
Amen.
It's not time for people to kneel at the national anthem. It's time to slap somebody and make them stand up and salute the flag.
Amen.
Don't like it, leave it. You don't like it, get out of here. Go make your million somewhere else. Don't talk bad about my country. There's men all over this room and ladies who have given their blood, sweat, and tears for that flag. I've got a son giving his life for it. And bless God, I've given everything I have in my body, my entire adult life, try to keep this country going spiritually. You don't like it? There's the door. Don't let it hit you on the seat on the way out.
Amen.
Say, preacher, I went to a ball game in Baltimore, good night, 10, 12 years ago. They started the national anthem. We stood up, and there was two guys ahead of me that were half drunk, sitting down. Say, what'd you do? I tapped one of them on the shoulder. I said, get up. They said, don't want to. Say, what'd you do? They grabbed one by the neck, grabbed the other one by the neck, and started jerking them up. Had a couple of my guys with me. They started jerking them up. I got them on their feet. I said, you sit down, I'll knock you out.
Amen.
They said, who do you think you are? I said, an American. You want to fight?
Amen.
You say, preacher, you were a preacher. You shouldn't do that. Well, I'm an American too.
Amen.
They stood up. They didn't like me for the rest of the game. I didn't really give a flying flip about it. They got up. Say why? Because you ought to stand for it. not stand against it, not kneel. And we ought not be giving millions of dollars to athletes to get on their knee when the national anthem's played. Don't like it? Go over to Europe. Go over to Japan. Go somewhere else and play and kneel at their flag, but don't kneel here. Okay, now I'm really going to get mad. Lying against the truth. Young people need told they're a boy or a girl.
Amen.
Not to believe whatever their heart tells them to do. Lord have mercy. God also says that man's wisdom is confusion. Man's wisdom, not based on truth, is very confusing. Let me say that again. Man's wisdom, not based on truth, is very confusing. In my lifetime, in the last 35 years as an adult, 35 years ago, I looked it up, they were talking about having the next ice age because of global cooling.
Awesome.
Then we went from global cooling to global warming. Now we have to call it climate change because they can't get their science right. Now they're saying that there's a heat dome over America. Duh, it's summer. Well, it's excessively hot out west. It's the desert. Did you notice they were in Death Valley? Have you seen all the sand around where they take that temperature? It gets hot in the desert in the summer. How come they don't give you the nighttime temperature? Go out in the desert, it's 115, 120 during the day, but at nighttime it's around 50.
Yep.
You say, preacher, it doesn't do that. I've been there, I know. I lived out west. Man's wisdom is based on man's feelings and man's desires. They're going to talk about the polar ice cap and the Arctic melting right now. Duh, it's summer. Did you notice they're not talking about the Antarctic shelf melting right now? Because it's wintertime down there. Understand how the world works, folks. Northern hemisphere, southern hemisphere are opposite. Isn't it amazing that in the middle of winter, they're talking about, oh, the poor polar bears are not going to have any ice down at the Antarctica. Yeah, because it's summertime, dum-dum. It happens every year and has for thousands of years. Man's wisdom is based on man's feelings and man's desires, and there's nothing more confusing than people's feelings.
Amen.
Most confusion in marriage and in homes, at work, and at church, are because we're using man's wisdom and not God's. Decisions being based on feeling and not principle. Well, you met a preacher that's going to make decisions based on principle and not how I feel. And you better be glad. Next, God says that man's wisdom is sensual. That means this, based on his senses. The word sensual means based on your senses. That means taste, feel, smell, sound, and sight. Man's wisdom says, follow your heart, your feelings. My Bible says in Jeremiah 17:9, the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? Young people, don't follow your heart. Follow God's word. Parents, don't let your children follow their heart. Make them follow God's word. They'll do better in life. And that means you have to follow God's word, not your feelings. There's times you have to punish your children, whether you want to or not. I never wanted to punish anybody. Good night, folks. I was involved in Christian education for 20 years. I had to punish a lot of people. Do you think I really wanted to ever do it? Man, I hated it. I still don't like it. Man's wisdom says follow your heart. Man's wisdom says how do you identify today? Folks, I've never felt like a woman. Praise God.
Amen.
I would make an ugly, horrible, nasty woman, that's for sure. I have a feeling Nancy Pelosi may have... never mind. And maybe Chucky Schumer... anyway. Folks, it's not how do you identify. What does God say?
Amen.
We are not to make man's wisdom is based off of, well, how I see it. Well, who gives a flip how you see it? What's right?
Amen.
You might need glasses. There's a lot of things I see without glasses that aren't really real, or I can't tell what they are. So, God says that man's wisdom is full of bitter envying, strife, lying against the truth, confusion, and sensual. So, what's God's wisdom like? Let me run through this very quickly. Let me read verses 17 and 18 again. But wisdom that is from above, that's God's wisdom, is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, easily to be entreated, full of mercy and good fruits, without partiality and without hypocrisy. And the fruit of righteousness is sown in peace of them that make peace. Look at me for a second. You don't make peace without making war.
Amen.
Peace is a result of war, not as a result of no war. You have to stand and fight against something to have peace. Everybody doing okay? First of all, God says his wisdom is pure. That means this: free from lying, free from wrongness, free from sin, free from man's emotion.
Amen.
Wisdom is not based on emotion. Brother Dick, I sat down with your sister a week ago yesterday. Her husband's dying of cancer. That lady's done everything physically she can do to take care of her husband. And it's going to kill her. And I sat down with her and I said, Nancy, have you thought about maybe putting him somewhere where they can take care of him 24/7? Because if you go down, who's going to take care of him? And I had to have a long heart-to-heart, hard talk with her. I'll be honest with you. I didn't want to have that talk. She said, well, I promised him I'd take care of him as long as I could. I said, you have. But now you can't. I mean, he's a big man. He's built like Brother Juan. And she's about 4'9". 82 years old trying to pick that man up. And he's already catheterized and he's starting to lose control of other things. And she can't just pull him out of bed and take care of things. And I said, don't you think his care may even be a little better? Because there's people there that can do those things and they won't get hurt. You're hurting yourself. I said, I know nobody wants to talk about it, but there's a reason we have places like that. And there comes a point in time where sometimes we have to do this. She said, Pastor, I know. She said, you just sound like my kids. I said, well, maybe it's because we love you and we love him. I got word this week that she started the process. I sat down with her yesterday. She said, I did what you told me, preacher. I said, and I know it was hard. I said, I just want you to know I didn't want to have that conversation with you. She said, no, but I needed to hear it from somebody, and I trust you. I said, good. I said, I promise you, I won't have those conversations unless it's needed. But we got to keep you as strong as we can for as long as we can. And we talked. You think I wanted to have that conversation? That's not a conversation I want to have with anybody. When my mom was sick and in the hospital, you think I wanted to have the conversation with my dad and my brother that we needed to go through? But I had to. No, I wanted to run away from it like everybody else wants to run away from it. But somebody had to do it. God's wisdom is pure. It's free from emotion. God's wisdom seeks to have peace, not jihad. Young person got up and gave us a valedictorian address in her public school this week, and the last words she said was, "Remember jihad," and sat down. Oh, that's a freedom of religion. No, that's a declaration of war and terrorism.
Right.
I think they ought to have stripped her from her valedictorianship right then and there. Well, she's just a kid. I don't give a flip. Right is still right, wrong is still wrong. I think we ought to have peace in our homes. That means sometimes, dads, we got to rain fire and fight and check closets and the dresser drawers and under the bed, between the mattress, and have war every once in a while, make sure everybody's keeping the rules. So, well, that's their private area. If it's under my roof, it's mine. I don't give a flip, did I? Didn't bother me a bit. My house, my rules. Don't like it? There's the door. Well, I just don't know that I could do that, preacher. If you did, you'd be better off. Sometimes you got to fight the war before it ever comes. That way you don't have a big war. It was Teddy Roosevelt that said, "Carry a big stick and walk softly." You carry a big enough stick. Putin's laughing at our current president. He was scared of our last president. Remember old Ronnie Reagan? Mr. Gorbachev, tear this wall down. Guess who ended up tearing the wall down? Remember the Shah of Iran who held our hostages under Jimmy Peanut Brain Carter? Yeah, what did Ronnie Reagan say when he was nominated as president? You've got till noon, January 20th, and at 12:10, by the time I'm done taking my speech, I'm going to sign a declaration that we're declaring war on you and we're getting our hostages. If you remember, in 1980, they were released on January 20th, and the Secret Service whispered into both President Carter and oncoming President Reagan's ear what was going on. They looked at each other, and Mr. Reagan said to Mr. Carter, "You're still president. You might ought to tell the people." And he declared to the people that the hostages were released. It wasn't because of Jimmy Carter. They knew the next guy meant business. Everybody doing all right? Sometimes you got to have a little bit of battle to have peace, and it keeps you from having conflict. Next, God's wisdom is gentle. You know, God doesn't force itself. God doesn't force himself on anybody. You know, God never came down, grabbed you by the back of the head, and slapped you down and said, "You're going to do this, boy." There are days I wished he would. God's wisdom does not hold anything against anyone that doesn't do what they say. Isn't it amazing how we as a parent, as our kids get older, if they don't do things the way we think they should do it, we get upset with them? How about we go back? How much are you doing exactly like your parents did? Then maybe we ought to shut up and let them make their own mistakes if they don't ask for our help. Maybe we ought not waste all this energy about how bad they're doing. How about we focus on ourselves, getting ourselves right with God and not forcing our way on anybody? Amen, preacher. That's good preaching.
Amen, preacher.
God's wisdom is easy and gentle to do. Did you know it's really not hard to do God's will?
Amen.
You know, God, tithing's so hard, preacher. No, it's not. It's hard when you don't. Trust me. God's wisdom, next, is easy to be entreated. Oh, I can't wait to get to this, and I only have 4 minutes. What does the word entreated mean? It means asked for. James 1:5, if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, who giveth to all men liberally and upbraideth not. Key words there, all men. That means your enemy too. When's the last time you prayed for your enemy to have wisdom? People aren't afraid of the attitude they'll get from somebody that has God's wisdom. Did you know there are people in this church, they'll ask for my wisdom, they'll go out and do the opposite, they'll mess things up, and they come back all dejected. I don't say, well, you should have listened to me. I told you so. No. Well, let's try to fix it again. And then sometimes mess up again. You say, preacher, what do? We try to fix it again. Say, why? Because that's what God's wisdom says we must do. In other words, easily to be entreated. It's approachable. Are people afraid to come to you for wisdom? Maybe it's because you're not approachable. They're afraid of the attitude you're going to give them. If people come to you afraid to ask you a question, I love when people walk in my office and plop down. I got a question, preacher. Good. Why? Because I want them to be able to ask questions. God's wisdom is full of mercy and good fruits. That's not the weirdos from Frisco either. In other words, it applies punishment with love. Do you know that sometimes you have to love somebody before you can correct them? My preacher used to teach me this. People don't care how much you know till they know how much you care. If I can prove to you how much I care, you'll start listening to what I know. But somebody gets up and spouts off their intelligentsia, you don't, and doesn't care about you, what good is their knowledge and their wisdom? God's wisdom does not have to have a bad attitude in giving punishment. Isn't it funny, we as parents, we want to correct our kids for having a bad attitude. But have you seen your attitude when you're trying to correct it? You got a bad attitude. I'm going to knock your teeth down your throat. Da, da, da. Okay. We're going to fix a bad attitude with a bad attitude. How does that work? Isn't it amazing? Boy, it's getting really quiet in here. I went to stomping on that one, didn't I? Did you know if you purge a fruit tree, you'll get more fruit and better fruit? Some of you parents won't purge the fruit tree, and that's why you're not getting any fruit from it. Say, what was purging? My dad said, go strip a limb off that tree, and he was going to use it. I purged enough trees, we didn't have any fruit. He whooped me with every one of them branches. It didn't have time to bear fruit. After I left, he had a whole bushel full, but he didn't have any while I was home. You know, purging a tree does not destroy a tree. It makes it healthier. Sometimes you have to take some of the limbs out so the wind doesn't destroy the whole tree. And you need to realize as you're rearing your kids, sometimes you got to purge them. I'm not saying anything. God's wisdom doesn't show partiality. Isn't it amazing? It says without partiality. That means this. Situational ethics doesn't apply to God's wisdom. God doesn't care what your last name is. Amen. Let me say that again. God doesn't care what your last name is. You're looking at a preacher that's going to apply the rule, whether it's your last name or my last name. First big wedding we had at this church was my daughter's. Guess what? I told her no on several things. Say why? Because I have a booklet put together for weddings for our church and said, nope, that's against that. Nope, that's against that. Nope, we're not doing that because of that. But Daddy, I said, I don't care who you are. Don't. She looked at me, I know. You don't care what my last name is. No, and I don't care what it's going to be either. No is still no. One time she asked me for about the third time, I said, what part don't you understand, the N or the O? But I said, I don't care how many times you ask me, the answer is going to be the same. I'm not doing it for you. I'm doing it because that's what the rule says, like it or lump it. Guess what? She's been married for a year. She doesn't even remember what she wanted. She's no less married. By the way, remember that when it's your kids and the preacher says, can't do that. I love you, but can't do that. I told my daughter no, I'm going to tell your kids no. So don't get mad at me, ladies, all right? Just warning you in advance, all right? God's wisdom doesn't show partiality. It doesn't have situational ethics. Well, in this situation, we could do that. In this situation, that would be... No. It's a principle is a principle, no matter what. It doesn't matter what your position is. I think the politicians ought to follow the same rules they pass.
Amen.
Truth applies to everybody the same way. Lastly, God's wisdom is without hypocrisy. Do you know what the word hypocrite is? It's actually a term used in sculpting. It means without wax. They would take sculptures, and if there was a flaw in it, an artist knew how to fill those flaws with wax and cover it up and make it look like it was stone. So what they would do is they would put heat to sculpture and see if any of the pieces melted. If it did, it was full of hypocrisy. It put on an appearance of something that it was not. Let me ask you a question. What are you covering your flaws with? God's wisdom doesn't have flaws. Well, preacher, I don't agree with you, so I'm going to do it my way. Go ahead, but it's not my way, it's God's way. I'm going to tell you what that book says. I'll love you either way. But I'm here to tell you something. You do it your way versus God's way, it's not going to end up the way you want. I'll love you, the door's still there, and the door's still open, and I'll help you pick up the pieces after it shatters or after it melts, but I'm going to tell you God's way, whether you like it or not. By the way, it's not trying to make myself look better. There are people so vain that they won't go get reading glasses because they can't read. Can I tell you something? You're getting old. You're going to need glasses. Your arms eventually get to the point where you can't read something. And if you're doing this to read something, go to the eye doctor.
Amen.
Wow, I'm this old. Yeah. You're that old, but you're acting like you still have a sandbox at home and you're throwing sand. Take my toys and go home. I'm not even going to get into coloring your hair so you cover up the gray. All right? I've earned every one of them. Amen? Think I'm going to cover them up? I don't care what color it turns as long as it stays in. You say, what are those things? Hypocrisy. Putting on an appearance of something that we're really not. I think it's funny. I probably shouldn't say this. Okay. You got a 90-year-old lady. Okay, nobody in here is in their 90s. Perfect blonde hair. Can you say bottle? Yeah. Or jet black hair. And this lady's 90 years old. I'm not saying it's wrong, but can I tell you something? Why go through all that? I decided I'm going to enjoy every stage and every age of life. I'm going to take it as it comes. I'm going to be a fun grandpa. Spoil my grandkids and send them home to their parents. Amen? I'm going to be the fun grandparent. I'll also make them follow the rules, though. But as long as we follow the rules, we can have a lot of fun. My grandkids are going to learn to shoot guns. I'm going to set up a shooting gallery in my basement. You say, no, preacher. Oh, yeah. They're going to love coming to my house. They're not going to be able to shoot my new bow down there. It's too fast. It'll go through anything. Concrete, Yeah, you name it. But we're going to have fun. We're going to do things. I'm going to be a fun grandparent. You say, does that scare you? No, I've earned it. I'm ready to have fun. I'm going to enjoy getting older. You know what the difference between blonde and gray is? Gray's got an excuse. You can get away with it. God's wisdom is without hypocrisy. Why are we trying to cover it all up? I've got to quit. I'm over time. How about we look at the difference between man's wisdom and God's wisdom? But if you have bitter envying, strife in your hearts, glory not, lie not against the truth. This wisdom descendeth not from above, but is earthly, sensual, and devilish. For where envying and strife is, there's confusion and every evil work. That's man's wisdom. But the wisdom that is from above is first peaceable, gentle, easily to be entreated, full of mercy and good fruits, without partiality, without hypocrisy. Huh. Which would you rather have? Now, watch this. If you want God's wisdom, you're going to have to get it from God's book. That's what it's there for. That means we follow that, not what Dr. Spock says. That means you follow that, not what Dr. Mess-em-up says. I'm not talking about Star Trek either. I'm talking about the psychologist, Dr. Spock. Some of you don't know the difference, but there is. Not talking about the guy with pointy ears, all right? Some of you young people don't know what I'm talking about. Help us. Dr. Spock was the one that says you should never paddle a child. Well, Dr. Spock goes against that Bible because God says that you should drive it, you should beat them with a rod and drive it far from them. Their foolishness. Now, I'm not talking about child abuse. I'm talking about God's way. Huh. Maybe we ought to obey God rather than man. Let God be true and every man a liar. Man's wisdom or God's? Every head bowed, every eye closed, I'm done. Maybe we should decide. By the way, have you seen how the world's ending up? Do you really want to be like them? Maybe we ought to decide to use God's wisdom, not man's.